Welcome to the State Library of Victoria and to the exhibition The Independent Type, Books and Writing in Victoria. My name's Ramona Koval from The Book Show, which you can hear every weekday on ABC Radio National at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. As you walk around the gallery, I'll talk about some of the works on display. Just press pause if you need more time to look at an item before moving on to the next. Look out for the corresponding audio tour track number, which will be marked on the label for that particular object. Track 1. Possum skin cloaks give us an insight into the lives and storytelling traditions of Aboriginal people. Each cloak is unique, and the stories of its owner are incised into the skins on the cloak. The designs symbolise the owner's country, its geographical features such as waterholes and lava flows, the natural environment such as the markings of lizards and snakes, or technology, such as the design of eel traps. The possum skin cloaks were both waterproof and versatile. They were used for bedding, as slings for babies, in ceremonies as drums, for storytelling, and to pass on knowledge. This magnificent contemporary possum skin cloak has been made by Vicky Cousins, a Gundij Mara woman from the Kiriwarung language group of Western Victoria. It tells the story of the Turum Gundij, one of the 21 clans of the Kiriwarung. The personal history of Cousins' family is inscribed in the pelts. One skin depicts a map of the Framlingham Reserve in 1935, showing the houses where Cousins' grandparents and other relatives lived, and another pelt shows a fish trap near the reserve. The last panel of the cloak depicts Massacre Bay near Peterborough, where people were driven off the cliff to fall to the beach below. The Turum Gundij campsites, meeting places, and their boundaries are all depicted on this cloak. In 1999, Vicky Cousins and her sister Deborah saw for the first time a cloak that had been made in their grandmother's country. This 19th century cloak, known as the Lake Conda cloak, is held in the Museum of Victoria collection. Vicky and Deborah Cousins decided to research the early cloak-making tradition and replicate it. It was the beginning of the rejuvenation of the cloak-making tradition in Victoria. Cousins' long-term aim is to make cloaks for the 21 clans of the Kiriwarung language group.